This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Keith Douglas Wilkins Jr. of Delco took an offered plea on charges of indecent liberties with a minor and statutory rape Thursday in Columbus County Superior Court. An offered plea means the defendant does not admit guilt but recognizes he could be convicted. Wilkins molested a 13-year-old girl who was spending the night with his daughter in 2019. He received a 13 to 25-month suspended sentence, will be on supervised probation, and must register as a sex offender for 10 years. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Complaints by neighbors led to a major drug arrest in Brunswick. Joseph Stevens, age 48, of Mount Moriah Road, was arrested on 16 felony drug charges after investigators found opiates, cocaine, and other illegal drugs in his home. Taver City Police are cracking down on squatted trucks. Major C.G. Hilburn this week sent a memo to all TCPD personnel and posted it on social media, reminding them that the state's law against squatted trucks allows officers to have vehicles towed if there are safety issues. North and South Carolina banned trucks with more than 4 inches of height difference between the front and rear fenders due to braking, visibility, and headlight safety issues. Jamel Thompson is in jail after allegedly running from a traffic stop with opiates, cocaine, marijuana, and a handgun in his car. The Hallsboro man was stopped for a traffic violation and began arguing with the deputy. When the deputy tried to remove him from the vehicle, he fled the scene. He eventually bailed out of his car on Memory Street in Wyville. He was taken down with a taser. You can look for more on all these stories at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Law Enforcement Torch Run supporting Special Olympics passed through Wyville this morning. The Torch Run is an annual tradition involving law enforcement officers from across the state. Wyville Police Chief Paul Rokenbach led the runners. A number of personnel from several area agencies, including the Department of Corrections, were part of the run. Fire crews are steadily gaining on the Sunset Road fire in Brunswick County a week after it started. The fire is steady at 1,300 acres and roughly 50% contained after intensive efforts yesterday and some welcome rain last night and today. May 16th is Peace Officers Memorial Day. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office will be holding a memorial service at 11 a.m. at 801 Jefferson Street in Wyville to honor the 12 local law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. The public is welcome. Tomorrow is the flock swap at Gerganus Farm Store in Wyville. It's going to be so much fun. There's no charge to bring your birds and small livestock to buy, sell, and trade. The flock swap will be from 9 until 2. And, of course, Gerganus is at 6 Wyville Plaza. The Columbus County Farmers Market is going to be open tomorrow from 8 until 2. The market features locally produced fruits and vegetables, poultry, fresh eggs, arts and crafts, and much more. Follow them on Facebook for more about special activities that are set for each week of the season. And remember, it's Mother's Day on Sunday, so this will be a great time and a great opportunity to pick up something special for Mom. The market is located on Government Complex Drive in Wyville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.